I'm Armando Truhl, senior reporter with WAMU 88.5 News. Next month, experts will brief the Montgomery County Council on MS-13 gang activity in the region and the best course of action to curtail it. Authorities suspect two recent murders in Virginia and one in Montgomery County may be connected to a recruiting push by the gang. On Sunday, about 80 people, mostly Latinos, gathered at the St. Martin of Tours Church. Montgomery County Police, school, and government officials told the crowd that steps were being taken to address the gang violence, but offered few specifics. Earlier in the week, a different group of concerned residents came to the church and appealed to a higher authority for help.
The peace of God, which is greater than we can imagine.
Father Mark Brennan is leading about 20 people in prayer. It's a candlelight vigil for victims of violence.
So we gathered this evening to present our petitions for peace, for reconciliation, for an end to violence in our community and in our world.
The violence has already claimed one churchgoer, Roberto Gutierrez Cruz, a 22-year-old immigrant from Honduras who was shot to death in Montgomery Village earlier this month. Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy says the Cruz murder has MS-13 links.
You know, when you have intelligence information that is telling you that people on order are committing acts of violent crimes in order to gain membership in an organization, that in and of itself is a deeply disturbing factor.
Gangs are very well organized, and they don't look like your typical gang back in the day of wearing the red bandana. They're more organized now, that you can look like you want to look, but you belong to us.
Oscar Alvarenga is the PTA president for Summit Hall Elementary School. He says the fact that one of the arrests in the Cruz case happened as the suspect walked out of class at Gaithersburg High School should serve as a wake-up call, and not just for Montgomery County Public Schools.
I don't think MCPS or the county has done yet is to accept that there is a problem bigger than what they're trying to make it seem.
Alvarenga says young people are vulnerable to gang recruitment, even in schools.
I always believe that you're going to listen to the loudest voice in your ear. In 6.5 hours at a school, if that gang member sitting next to them is the loudest voice of the year, they're going to listen. You know, so it requires us to be the loudest voice in their ears.
I'm Armando Truhl.